starting five out there for Purchase as they have a two-point lead starting the second half, working right to left. Running the point is Grant. Angles left, feeds down low for Foster, but a foul over the top. And check that, it's going to be just a ball out of bounds baseline. It will stay with Purchase to our left. Inbounding, backboard left is Grant. Looking, and he goes off the back of Wolf and then puts it in. Something you see in the Harlem Globetrotters do. Boy, that was impressive. Four-point lead for Purchase. Knights with the ball back to our right. Looking baseline for Oder, kicked out of bounds. It will stay with the Knights. McDine inbound, backboard right. Looking for Oder in the near side corner, gets it to him. Back up to Patsalos, drives right wing to baseline, short, gets it on rebound, but tipped back out. Oder with the left side for the Knights, kick out, straight on, wide open three from Wolf is nothing but net. And Mount St. Mary has cut it to a one-point game, 39-38, 40 seconds gone by in the second half. Foster runs the point to our left between the rings. Knights in a 2-3 zone defense. They started the game, and man, they switched to zone. They've stayed in it since about the 15-minute mark in the first half. High post. Foster pulls up foul line over Oder. Back iron. Rebound left side for McDine, and he races in the front court left side. McDine looking, has it taken away. High post by Pelham. Chased by Patsalos. Pelham finishing at the cup for two. And Purchase goes up by three. 41-38. 18:42 left. Front court near side. Working as Wolf. Kicking the corner. Oder back to Wolf. Right wing Trey. Front iron. And rebound right side grab by Foster. Foster slowly in the front court. Crossover left. Hand off on the near side wing for right. And Purchase resets on the midcourt logo to Grant. Getting 5 feet from McDine. Angles left on McDine in the zone. Brings it back top of the key. Near side Soffer. Shot clock under 10. Right, pulls up a long straight on two, is buried. And Purchase goes up 43-38, 2 minutes gone by in the second half. The Knights at the bottom of the Skyline Conference at 5-13. Meantime, Purchase battling for a playoff spot. Right wing, putting on the Jets, McDine finds Patsalos, and good, and the foul. TJ Patsalos puts it in from the right block, and he'll get a chance at a three-point play. Foul against Soffer, his first, team's first. And Patsalos at the free throw line, where he's a 56% shooter. Has 4 points on the night. And he hits and cuts it to a two-point game. Knights down 43-41, 17:48 left. These two teams met less than a month ago, and the Knights lost by 23. Here they are, down by just two. With 2.5 minutes gone by in the second half. Between the rings is Grant. Works it far side to Pelham on the wing. Near side Soffer looking high post, gets it into the hands of Foster. He drives baseline and fouled. Shooting foul on the floor. It's on Patsalos, team second, his second. Foul is on the floor. Jason Oder sits down for the Knights, checking in as Nocera. Inbounding, backboard left is Grant. Looking, tosses up top to Foster. Stutter step, crossover left on Patsalos. Puts it up, left hand, good, off the window. Beautiful play by Foster, crossing over Patsalos, top of the key. Purchase back up by four, 17:09 left. Patsalos, right elbow for the Knights. Kicks it out, Nocera left baseline, back to Patsalos, left block, good. Threw it up, bunny hook with the left hand for TJ Patsalos, back to a two-point game. Left wing breaking the press, all the way to the cup. Finger roll is good from Michael Pelham. He made it look too easy, and Coach Cutter Lebowski quickly off the bench, ripping his defense on that play. Knights down by four, 16:41 left. Driving baseline is Wolf. Kick out, left wing, wide open three. Too strong from Bocci. Cross the rim, rebound, grabbed by Grant, racing in the front court. Grant, no look pass. He found Wright, who lost it out of bounds baseline, and ball back to the Knights. And now some full court pressure shown from Purchase. Knights haven't seen this yet. Patsalos gets an inbound from Batchy, and they work it back to McDine up the far sideline. Knights working to our right. Driving, right wing, spin move in the lane. Wolf gets his own rebound, throws it up and draws the foul. It wasn't pretty as Wolf drove right wing the baseline, lost the ball, picked it up left block, threw it up, and drew a foul. And either way, we'll get two free throws. Foul goes against Grant, his first, team second. And Wolf, a 75% free throw shooter, missed the first. Part of a great sophomore class that Coach Kudelabowski has. Wolf, last year, was a winner of the Skyline Conference Rookie of the Week, led the team in minutes per game, and he hits the second substitution. The big fella, 7'1", Joel Nery checks in for Purchase, sitting down his right. So now the Knights have to stop this 7'1" center. And they break the press, and the front court is Grant. Works baseline, reverse layup, and he's fouled. And then we'll get two free throws. The Knight defense so focused on Nery that Grant just weaved through the defense and drew the easy foul. Foul's on Patsalos, his third, team second. And Grant at the line. 79% on the season. And the first one rattles home for Grant. Nicholson checks in for the Knights. As Bocci and Patsalo sits down, also back in the game, Mike Stokel, who turned an ankle. The only player on this Knights team over 6'5", he's 6'8". And we'll see if that ankle loosened back up. It typically doesn't, but hopefully it is for his sake, as he'll be trying to box out a 7'1" big man. Second one spins out from Grant. And the Knights down by four. 4 minutes gone by in the second half. Nicholson has it right wing. In the corner is Wolf. They feed Stockel down low, working on Nery, and he kicks it back out quickly. Far side, Nicholson on the wing. Skip pass near side, Wolf. Once again, back down low, Stockel working on Nery, and they get him for a travel. So a turnover on Mount St. Mary. Checking in for Purchase is Jackson, sitting down as Pelham. Purchase beat Mount St. Mary by 23 points just 3 weeks ago. Here the Knights are doing a good job on the boards and points in the paint, and that has them right in this game. And a turnover underneath to our left, picked up by the Knights, a scramble for it, and then thrown away. But nope, the Knights have it back on the far sideline. Here comes Nocera, coast to coast, finishing at the cup. Right hand, left side from Gerard Nocera. A lot of confusion on that play, but Nocera took it all the way to the hole for two, and the Knights cut it to a two-point game. 48-46, Purchase on top. Panthers with the ball right to left. 15:09 left in the game. Nery, outside left block, and his cross-court pass taken away by Nocera. Front court, Nocera straight away off to Nicholson, left wing. Back top of the key, McDine, stutter step, drives left, kicks it out. Nicholson, three-pointer rattles home, and Nicholson puts the Knights back on top, 49-48, 14:46 to play. The junior Nicholson, 36% from downtown, a big bucket, and coming back the other way, a foul on the Knights. As SUNY Purchase broke the press, and Jackson fouled at the cup. And the foul is on Wolf. That's his first, team's third. Puts Jackson on the free throw line. Jackson's 2 of 2 at the line tonight. and 62% on the season. His first one is too strong. 8 points for Jackson as well as Stokel sits down for the Knights. Checking in is Holmes. So Stokel, just that ankle has not looked the same since he turned it in the first half, and he sits down after a brief stint. Second free throw is good from the righty Jackson. We're all tied at 49, 14-35 left in the game. Knights having to break the full court pressure. They do. Nacera, front court, bounce pass to McDine, left wing. No look pass, near side, Wolf for three, and short. Offensive rebound, Nacera in the lane, and he pulls it back out to McDine near the midcourt logo. Screen left, Nacera, McDine weaving through the defense. Near side, Nicholson has it poked away from behind, and Purchase is able to pick it up. Front court pass, and it knocked out of bounds through the hands. And that's just a big, big mistake by Purchase. The pass in the backcourt from Foster up the far sideline for Grant, it went right through his hands, out of bounds. No defender within 10 feet. And it's Knights ball, tied at 49, 14 minutes left in the game. In the front court, McDine angles right in the man-to-man defense, pulls it back top of the key, working as Wolf, drives on Neri, throws it up, right hand off window, too high, and Neri gobbles up that rebound. All 7 foot one of them was into that thing. Front court, Foster, getting 10 feet in the 2-3 zone. Foster between the legs, pulls it back, looking for a handoff to Grant, gets it to him. Angle left 10 footer is short, rebound to Holmes. And the Knights back to our right, and a foul on the backcourt against Grant. And for Grant, his second, team's third. McDine sits down along with Wolf checking in for the Knights. Is Bocci and Akitato. So Bocci will run the point with McDine on the bench. The Knights trying to break this 49 all game with 13 and a half minutes left. Bocci on the right wing. Tight man, the man from Soffer. Kick it out to Akitato, and a foul on the floor against Purchase. Foul is on, check that, they had the foul incorrect. The foul is on Soffer. That's his second and the team's fourth. Inbounding, backboard right. Akitato looking, tosses up top between the circles to Nicholson. Thought about the three, was getting space, decided better of it. Right elbow jumper, Nacera drains it. And the Knights have a 2-point lead, 51-49. We hit the 13-minute mark in the second half. Foster, front court right. Works it back to Reyes. Between the rings, calls out the offense, getting space in a 2-3 zone. Back and forth, him and Jackson right side, now shot clock under 10. They have to rush it. Jackson, high post, dumps it down low to Foster, pulls up in the paint from six and hits. And we're tied at 51, 12:30 left. The Knights trying to pull off the upset. They lost to this Purchase team by 23 points last month. Nacera contested straight on three, off front rim. Offensive rebound tracked down to the far side corner by Akitoto. Work it back to Nacera, straight away, drives around Neri and draws the foul. And they are going at the 7 foot one big fella. Foul is on Neri, that is his first, team's fifth. And once again, the Knights building up that team foul total against Purchase. They got in the bonus early in the first half. And already five fouls on Purchase. Just 8 minutes gone by. Nacera missed the first. Graves checks in for Purchase. Soffer sits down. One more coming from Nacera, 59% free throw shooter. Had a season high 20 points his last time out against Maritime on Saturday. Hits the second, Knights up by one, 52-51, 12:09 to play. Knights showing full court pressure, Reyes breaks it, front court pass, dangerous for Jackson on the right wing, gets it to him. Back to Reyes, front court left. Calls out the offense between the rings, getting space from Bocci in the man-to-man. Back around the near side, feed down low, Neri, easy bunny hook, and he missed it. He was at point-blank range at 7'1", and he missed it. Front court left, working Holmes, drives, and he's stuffed by Neri, and the ball saved inbounds, picked up by Holmes. Now Neri has it for purchase. Outlet pass to Jackson, and he's fouled from behind in the front court by Nicholson. Team's fourth, and for Nicholson, that is his first. And T.J. Patsalos back in the game for Mount St. Mary, sitting down as Holmes. Purchase with the ball in the front court, inbounding far sideline is Graves. Gets it back near the timeline to Reyes. Reyes, high post, picks up his dribble. Near side three-pointer, Jackson short, offensive glass. Foster puts it up, left hand good. And back on top goes Purchase, 53-52, just over a minute, 11 minutes left. Front court, near side. Bocci looks down low, finds Patsalos in the back door. He blew a wide open layup. And Purchase having trouble in the back court, and a jump ball, no, a foul. A foul called against the Knights. Connor Nicholson thought it was a clean strip. And instead, it's his second foul, team's fifth, as he got tied up in the backcourt with Neri. The Knights keeping on their full court press. Purchase has to break it, get it to Reyes, backcourt right. Reyes calls off the help, draws a double team there to the timeline, picks up his dribble, gets to Neri, left wing. You know Neri's not going to shoot it, he just gets rid of it back to Reyes between the circles. See a guy named Jose Reyes in Mets colors that throws you for a loop sometimes, but there you go. Reyes, cross-court pass, wide open right corner three off back iron from Graves, and a foul on the rebound as Bocci went to the floor along with Graves. Check that, Jackson on the near side. And the foul is on Bocci, his third, team sixth. Couple of subs for Mount St. Mary. Checking in is McDine, also Wolf back in the game. Sitting down is Nicholson and Akatado. Oh, check that. We got a shoe issue here on Wolf, so he will go back to the bench, and staying in the game is Akatado. Inbounding backboard left for Purchase is Graves. Tosses near half court to Foster. There's down a 2-3 zone. Foster getting space. Far side. Jackson dumps down low. Neri, right block. Off window. Short. And out of bounds baseline. It will stay with Purchase to our left. And Coach Kudelabowski trying to get a timeout. He does. And we'll take one as well. 10-21 left in the game. Mount St. Mary is trailing Purchase 53-52. You're listening to Mount St. Mary Basketball on Knights Production.